those drums, Mackenzie. You're on beat. Keep it up.
I've been practicing.
Yeah. That's so good.
You like that?
All right. Now let me play the drums. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. All right, sorry, I'm stupid.
Sounds the same as me. Wow.
I know. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. We are about 20 minutes away from Dare Dice. Last week, our Dare Dice punishment for Boxy Shame was so controversial that we had our legal department pull it down.
Literally, we got an email from legal.
Pull it down, or we'll suspend Joe again. Hey, I have a house now. I really can't lose my job. So that's what's coming up here. Right now, though, 833-563-2539. We are Joe and Mackenzie, and I want to hear from you after you hear the story. Let me know what you think. So I saw this on Facebook. I really don't know the guy. It's kind of actually a friend I met through my wife, but he's about the same age as me. He is, I think he's a 29 or 30-year-old dude, so a little bit younger, but he's single. Okay, so he's out there, he's dating, and I guess a girl he's went on a couple of dates with, not that much, had her over, and I guess they were going to watch some football this past weekend.
Okay.
So it's getting cooler, and one thing I know a lot of people like to have is chili. So this guy made chili. And it actually sounded really good. It was a spicy chili. That wasn't the problem. The thing that this girl had a problem with, and she's like, I think I'm done. The 29-year-old dude had no actual plates or silverware. He had everything was like paper bowls, paper plates, like plastic utensils, you know, like you're having like a party for a kid. You got the knife, the spoon, and the fork. And he would just throw things away. And he's just like, that's how he lives, I guess. That's his thing. Is that really a deal breaker? Because she, and we, I guess, I think we have a photo we're going to put up on Facebook actually from this, I guess, like that she snapped of the bowl of chili. I just emailed it to Liv, so she'll be able to get that up there in a second. But I'm like, huh?
Like, so he had plates or bowls, nothing.
Here's the thing. The picture isn't that alarming because I feel like everyone eats chili in a paper plate or a paper bowl. That's not the alarming thing. The alarming thing is that he doesn't have any real dishware.
Why is that alarming, though? See, but I don't think it's alarming. Why 833-563-2539? Obviously, like, as far as the environment, this guy's not very green. He's not, you know, good for the environment. He's filling up landfills with paper. Okay, I think you can get over that.
I mean, at 30, almost 30 29. Years old, 30 almost, to not have plates, you can get plates for, like, $10 at Target.
Okay,
like
but
a
maybe.
Stack of plates.
But to be fair, though, maybe he likes the convenience of just like one and done. You don't have to wash it. You don't have to spend the energy bill on water.
But to not even have any, that is so bizarre. I get it. Like if you are in a rush or, you know, like sometimes like my mom wants a low key night. She's like, hey, like, you know, we are just having pizza. Like, let's just use paper plates, whatever. She wants a low key night so she doesn't like have to do the dishes, whatever. But to not even have them, that is so bizarre and so weird.
So, okay, you have Jewel Daddy, your boyfriend, now. You guys have been together for over a year, Liv. Let's say you go to his house for the first time and you eat something and you open up. You're like, wow, you don't have any plates or silverware. Everything you have is plastic and paper.
I would be like, are you 19? Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You are almost 30? That is a problem and that is an issue. I know, like, you should be able to, one, afford it. And two, like, have the decency to just want to be a grown adult and own dishes.
See, what the thing is, the impression. So your environment, that tells a person a lot about you. Like, when you get into someone's car, if it's a huge mess, or if you go to someone's, like you're saying, maybe he just wants one and done. That probably means he's either lazy or cheap because he doesn't want to ever do the dishes. That tells about somebody. So when you go to someone's place, it doesn't have to be super lavish and luxury, but like how they keep it, the pieces they've selected, that tells a lot about the person. So you're learning about them. So if you go to a place that's like, you know, there's like just chaos and stuff everywhere and it's dirty and they have no plates, that tells
person. This was not chaotic. It was just paper plates in a little cabinet.
So does he not have a dishwasher?
I don't know about that. I didn't get that far, and I don't even know if she does.
Okay, so I used to not have a dishwasher, so I would occasionally use paper plates and paper bowls just because I didn't have a dishwasher and I had 3 jobs. So it was just really hard for me to find the time to be able to like wash all of my dishes and stuff. So I wanted as little as possible. So I would occasionally use paper plates and paper bowls and sometimes plastic utensils. But that's because I didn't have a dishwasher and I was working three jobs. Like, I feel like there's not really...
Well, it's just like if you go in and a dude just has an air mattress and doesn't have a real bed, you're like, hmm.
I don't think those two are comparable. I would say...
I do.
Okay, well, let's see, because obviously we're going to disagree. Okay. 833-563-2539. And it could be the same thing. Guys, you go to a girl's place, you're like, wait, all she has is paper plates and bowls and plastic silverware. 833-563-2539. Is that a reason not to go on another date? Is that really that alarming? Or is it just, hey, they're kind of cool, man. You know, all right, all right, all right. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. This guy, he's 29, and the photo's up on our Facebook, Radio Now 100.9 if you're in Indy, or Radio Now Houston if you're in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. I think it's also up on our Instagram story, too. You can vote on the poll to search for Joe McKenzie. So many ways to be part of the show. And this girl went on a date with him, and she's like, oh, I don't think I'll do another date, because she went to the house. They had some chili to watch some football over the weekend. And I guess not just for the chili, but for everything, he had paper bowls and paper plates. For silverware, didn't have real utensils. He just had, like, the, you know, the fork, the knife, and the spoon package.
Right. So that was kind of the deal breaker for her. I was just saying, I mean, you shouldn't judge, but you do, like, when you're trying to get to know someone, like, you do, like, the clothes they wear, what's in their place. It tells you about that person.
All right, let's go this morning to Lindsay, who I don't believe is my wife. Hey, Lindsay, you're on Joe McKenzie.
This is not your wife.
Do you wish you were my wife?
No, I'm not. So I'm 25, my fiance is 26, and we have two boys, and we have glass plates and glass bowls.
Yeah.
But we use paper plates and plastic silverware literally every single day, and the only reason why we would use glass plates is because we're out of paper plates.
You're like, crap, wait till we restock.
Is it just because you don't want to do dishes?
Yeah, and it's also easier. And my fiance throws, like, when he takes his lunch to work, he freaking throws away the silverware all the time. So
we're
just too lazy to go out and buy regular silverware. So we just buy all the plastic and just throw everything away and be done with it.
I love it, Lindsay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to Jim this morning. Hey, Jim, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What's your situation?
Well, I'm 35. I own glass plates, glass bowls, and glass glasses that I bought 15 years ago and cutlery. I spent like $250 on it. I never use it unless I have somebody over to the house. I'm a paper bowl, paper plate kind of guy. But when I do have a date, I want them to think I'm fancy. I want them to think that I've got some type of class. So, of course, I'm going to break out the glass stuff for them.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, Jim, you and everybody else, you don't have to have glass to have class, okay? That's just a fact.
It's the slogan of the day.
Yes. Hey.
But then that's not really you. So when will you bust out that you like paper stuff?
All the time.
But like, so you'll first have your date over and use the good stuff, but then later you're just like,
this is the real me.
Then you'll reveal your true self.
No, for my girlfriend, she can always use the paper. She always use the glass stuff. But
okay.
For me, I'm going to use paper because I'm very heavy-handed. I've broken a lot of plates, and when I spent all this money 15 years ago, they're supposed to be anti-break plates, and I'm afraid I'm going to break them.
Makes sense.
Hey, Jim, thank you for calling in. We'll go to Jake. We got a lot of Jays this morning. Hey, Jake, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Hey. I'd say, first off, I don't know if it's a red flag, but it's something she should probably take note of. I think she should still give him another date, but I was thinking maybe he had just had a recent breakup, and his girlfriend took all the cutlery because it was hers to begin with.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point, because we're bringing up he's 29, so I'm not saying he was married, but he could have been in a serious relationship, and she got to take all the good stuff.
That's genius.
So just keep that in mind.
Dang. Thanks for the knowledge, Jake. Really, another Jay? Justin, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What's up, Justin?
Paper plates, you know, plastic cutlery, not that big of a deal to me. I'd be more concerning if he had like a professionally lit porn collection on display or adult toys strung out across his apartment or even a mattress on the floor or an air mattress.
Yes. That's kind of honestly the equivalent, I would say, of an air mattress, like paper stuff.
Hey, Justin, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. We'll wrap it up with Josh. Josh, what do you think here at the paper plates? She says total turnoff.
Well, you know, honestly, I've got glass plates and silverware and a dishwasher, the whole nine yards. But if I could use a paper plate every time, I absolutely would. I hate the sound of silverware on glass plates. It sets my teeth on edge.
I agree with you.
Maybe he's just like that. Maybe he just can't stand it.
Josh, I agree with you. Honestly, like, you can see the photo on our Facebook pages. I would rather just go, not even with a paper plate, but a paper bowl. You can put everything in there. It's like the one stop, like, all you need. Like, when we go to my mom's, I know she's going to have paper plates and paper bowls. I just know that's what it's going to be for the holidays.
For Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving, Christmas, a wedding, I mean, whatever it is.
Kiki would die. My mom is like Martha Stewart. Like, everything is like, she's like multiple sets of everything.
Get this out of here!
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Last week was not a good week for Live the Web Girl when we did Dare Dice. Will things be different? We're going to go live on Instagram, and we want you to be there to watch the action as it goes down. So follow us right now, Joe and McKenzie, and we will roll the die. Coming up after Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me.